you are one of the stories of spring training. I don't think anybody needs to tell you that, not just here, but a lot of guys, a lot of scouts are talking about, and you ask them, what's one of the most impressive things you've seen in spring? I had one guy tell me, well, Tyler Glasnow and Nate Pearson are the two most impressive things I've seen. So there is hype around you. How do you go about controlling that and focusing on the stuff you were doing today, like the work? Is that an issue for you?
No, it's really not an issue for me. You know, I try to, every day I come here, I try to work on something new, work on something that I may struggle at or whatnot. But each day there's something to be done. There's always something to be better at. And that's what I try to focus on and control what I can control, really.
Is the attention, what's the attention been like though, Nate? Like, I know, and again, I know you've been preparing yourself for this for a long time and you're anticipating this spring, but you know, the stuff that Jeff's talking about, the way people have been describing you, the kind of the oohs and ahs in the crowd, what's that been like for you?
You know, it's been cool. You know, it's a real true testament of my hard work and how I got here. And it's been a little crazy of a ride to get here, but you know, I'm very blessed to be here and I'm thankful.
Yeah, it's one of the things I think people need to realize about you too, is like, you're just not a guy who's kind of throwing 101, 102, and just kind of, like, you've worked to get this. This is not necessarily all just been dumped on you. Do you think that sometimes people don't give athletes who are really highly touted enough credit for the amount of backroom stuff that goes on that we don't see?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot that goes into what I do every day, work ethic, and how I maintain my body so I'm able to do the things I do out on the mound. And when I was growing up in high school, you know, it wasn't just always just given to me velo-wise. You know, I had to work on it, and I had to grow and mature and grow into my body a little bit, you know. So the velo wasn't always there. It's only been my main focus for the past, like, 3 years. You know, that's when it's really been – I've been labeled as a hard thrower. Like, in high school, I wasn't a hard thrower. There were guys on the scouting circuit that were throwing 95, and I was only throwing, like, 88, 89, you know. So I wasn't always a hard thrower, and something I really worked at in the past few years.
Is there – what have you, in terms of the spring, the Major League spring training, Nate, anything surprised you? Anything – any moments that have stood out for you?
You know, I was just surprised in how, like, nice it is being in big league spring training, how well it's more laid back in minor league camp. It's, like, very strict schedule. You got to be here, you got to be there, you got to be here. And big league camp, it's kind of just like, you know, we got stretch at 9:25, and then we get our throwing in, and then we have PFPs, and then you just go get your rest of your work on. And obviously the younger guys have to shag, but it's like, you know, you get your work in, and then once you're done, you're done. You know, it's not like there's requirements or whatever. You know, just be a pro, and everything was kind of just went really smoothly for me.
And when you look at this pitching staff, it's a mix of countries, it's a mix of styles, it's a mix of velocity. And we had Matt Shoemaker talk to us, and one of the things Matt Shoemaker mentioned was, as a pitcher, you kind of like to pick little bits and pieces from what some of the established guys do, regardless of how hard you throw. We've seen a guy in Hyunjin Ryu, ERA leader, a guy who's a different pitcher than a lot of guys pitching in the majors right now. Have you already noticed stuff that you can maybe pick from a guy like Hyunjin Ryu to add to what you do?
Yeah, no, I've definitely been watching pretty closely and how he goes about his work and everything. And he's got a routine, you know, like in the weight room, he plays like a mix of songs, and when each song comes on, he knows he should be doing this or this in his routine, so he never is late getting out there, you know. So I think that's pretty cool. Something that I can definitely see myself doing, because I'm very routine oriented, and timing is everything. You don't want to be too late, you don't want to feel rushed. And I think he established that for himself, knowing that he's right where he needs to be on game day. So I think that was pretty cool.
Have you been able to have conversations with him? Is there any, you know, I know he has an interpreter here, but have you been able to maybe pick his brain verbally as well?
I haven't really been able to talk with him yet, because, you know, we're both been busy. We both do a lot in our routines, and we're throwing on separate days, so our routines are kind of opposite, you know. And so I haven't really been able to sit down with him, but it's fun watching for sure.
I know the organization said, in terms of how they're going to approach the season with you and innings and stuff, that's, you know, essentially full speed ahead, that they want you to go into kind of a regular rotation and regular innings, as opposed to last year when you were splitting the twos and fives for part of the season. But beyond that, Nate, do you have a sense of kind of what the game plan is in terms of workload for this season, how they want to use you, how they want to spread those innings out over the season?
You know, it's kind of they basically said that they're going to let me go, and whatever their terms of let me go means, whether it's just five innings each time out or whatnot. But they said basically they're going to let me go, and they're just going to monitor closely, like the stuff I do every morning, like grip strength and shoulder mobility. You know, there's measurements for that, and they're going to look at my TrackMan data after each start, you know, velo, spin rate, and just see as well I'm just maintaining everything. And as long as I keep checking off those boxes throughout the season, I don't think there's going to be any reason for innings limit or whatever. So it's I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, I guess when we talk about innings and pitch limits and things like that, that's kind of ancient. Those are ancient statistical measures, right? They're measuring the stress and wear and tear in different ways, right?
Yeah, so, like, I mean, if you think about it, like, who designed, like, you know, you can't do more than a 40-inning jump? Like, people just say that, you know, because maybe it's not smart, maybe it's not, we have no clue, so we're not going to do it, you know. So it's like now we have actual data that says he can go farther. You don't just have to do a 40-inning jump or whatever, you know. Data shows that he's strong, he's maintained everything he had during in spring training. So it's, you know, it's very cool this day and age to have that.
Now, I know that you do a lot of, you do a lot of very technical stuff with Rapsodo and all that. I mean, it's technical to us, I'm sure, to pitchers, it's almost second nature now. But I'm wondering how much you or your folks, you know, studied maybe, I'm going to throw out a name, like a Steven Strasburg and how he developed and the things he went through. Do you use any of those as a point of comparison, or are you, you know, as you say, you're kind of your own unique, your own unique animal, and you're just kind of going to do what you're going to do?
I'm definitely my own unique animal, but, you know, I definitely look at big league pitchers who are having success, like mainly Garrett Cole right now, what he's able to do, and I think there's a lot of similarities between our stuff, and I like the way he goes about pitching in games, and I'm really anxious to see how he handles this year being with the Yankees, and you know, it's gonna be fun to watch being in the same league and everything. So it's I'm very looking forward to it.
So in terms of guys who are on innings limits at one time, as Steven mentioned, I know we've gone beyond that, but that's not a focus for you necessarily as much as how they go about their business.
Yeah, no, it's not really a focus. You know, I just like to watch those guys and see how they go about their work, and maybe I can use something to put into my routine or whatnot. So,
you know, I know it's not your decision to make, but do you feel, you know, we're getting into the later stages of spring now. Do you feel like you're ready? You're ready for the next level?
Yeah, you know, I definitely feel like I can get big league hitters out right now, and it's obviously not my place to say I should make the team or whatnot, because I don't run all that stuff. But you know, I think I'm ready, and I plan on proving that in AAA when I start out, and hopefully get to move pretty quick, and hopefully be up in the big leagues and helping the team win some games. So,
are you a big social media guy? Like, do you? Because you're going to be. I mean, I got to tell you, you're the guy people are going to be talking about in Toronto. Even when you're not in Toronto, do you follow that stuff, or is that all just kind of white noise?
I'm actually, I'm Catholic, so I gave up for Lent, where you give up something, that's like you use a lot and, very important or whatever. So I gave up social media for Lent. And I think
we need more Catholics.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Yeah,
I never thought I'd say that, but I'm not saying it now.
Yeah, so I gave up social media for Lent, and it's been actually very nice for me, because, you know, after each outing, especially now, I know my social media is probably going nuts, you know, getting tagged in a whole bunch of different stuff. So it's cool to have a break from that and actually just focus on the important stuff, you know, because all that stuff online, you know, I love communicating with fans and everything, seeing all that good stuff. But, you know, if you have one bad outing, there's obviously going to be people on there saying, you know, bad stuff too. So I think it's good just to take a break from it a little bit. You know, I'll be back on it eventually, but, you know, right now it's a good break.
I was gonna say Easter, this thing's gonna blow up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Last question for Nate Pearson. I asked, you know, I like asking pitchers this, but there are a couple guys in this camp who can throw 100. What's it like to be able to throw as hard as you throw, and when you let loose the pitch, can you, like, what tells you that, without looking at the radar gun, no cheating, but what tells you that, okay, that was really special?
You know, it kind of just comes out, like, very, very hard. I know I stayed behind it, and I spun it really well, and it got great backspin, and it's usually up in the zone, and it's usually a swing and miss, so it's something that I can know that, man, I got onto that one pretty good, and more than others. You know, some fastballs that I'll throw like 97 or 95, 96, that, well, they'll still come out firm, but you can tell the difference between a 100 mile an hour pitch and then like below that. So it's pretty cool to be able to experience that, and coming from my arm too.